All right. So this episode is a 3-month update to the 6-month weight loss challenge that I put on myself. I also invited my audience to see if they want to do this with me. If you want a quick refresher, it was episode 429 where I mapped out the next 6 months. At the time, it was January. So from January to July 4th, you always have to have a goal. And mine was some kind of beach party or whatever we're going to do on July 4th where I can have my shirt off, be in the best shape that I've ever been in, even though I'm in my 40s, right? So check out that episode. It's not too late. You can jump in with this weight loss challenge. You just will have a shorter time crunch. But stay tuned for my 3-month update. Here we go. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. All right, so month one, January, was all about inflammation and not necessarily taking alcohol out, even though I have toned it down a bit. My whole thing is to have a social life, so I don't want to have to use that until month 6 if I need it. So inflammation was taking out any type of foods that were causing bloating, foods that I thought I had allergies to because I could see that I had a respiratory issue. And then lo and behold, I look at some old files from when I was with Kaiser and saw that I was allergic to beef, which I had been suspecting. I already knew about my milk protein, but there was a whole slew of other things. Still working on that 3 months later, mind you. Month 2 was stepping up the program, and all I really added was one long walk, 2 to 3 miles with a weight vest on every Wednesday. I still did my 4 half-hour workouts a week. As soon as I get to maintenance, I'll drop that right back down to 3 days a week because for me, that's all I need to maintain. And then start amping up my HIIT workout that I do on Saturday or Sunday, whenever I feel like it. And for my HIIT workout, pretty much all I've been doing is sprinting in place on my rebounder, a small trampoline. Then I started wearing a weight vest. Then I started putting a TheraBand above my knees just to make the pedaling harder. And last weekend, I added in the oxygen deprivation mask just for 3 rounds because I've seen all these studies showing that if you do it for too long, it's actually detrimental. So I just did 3 hard rounds with it, took it off, and then completed my HIIT workout. And I've kept that HIIT workout right up to 15 minutes. So that's 1 round, 30 seconds, all out, 30 seconds break, and then continue. So 15 rounds of that, that's pretty much where I want to stop it. And I also added in some dumbbells to make the running harder, and I, you know, do a little bit of boxing with it. All right, moving on to month 3. I actually forgot about month 3 that I was supposed to buy my old digestive enzymes that are really good quality from Biooptimizers. So I just ordered that, and it's tail end of March. But that's okay because I've been still struggling with inflammation in the body and still really focusing on that. I'll get all caught up by April 1st. And I have been trying the carnivore diet this month of March, and I'll do a whole episode on that. I got about a week left to go, and I've had a lot of struggles with it. I do see some potential of using it, just not long term. And now that I know what I know, I wish I could have started that way March 1st and then probably had a lot better time with it. But the purpose of doing it too was basically not just to lose all this weight, but to do a gut health reset, because that's part of the carnivore diet theory. Is that meat is so simple for the body to digest and pretty much digests all of it to where you don't really even go to the bathroom every other day. And then your digestive tract has time to heal in all those holes if you suspect that maybe you have a leaky gut like I do. So that's what I'm hoping, but I'm not going to do my report on that yet. Maybe another 2 weeks, I'll give my update when I have had a week of going back to my old diet as well. And I think going forward for the rest of this challenge, I'm going to go back to my keto-friendly diet, but I'm going to add in a bit more fruits, and I'm going to knock down my vegetable consumption. So basically, at the end, it'll be whatever kind of fruit you can fit in the palm of one hand, like a big scoop. And then for vegetables or salads, same thing. Whatever can fit in the palm of your hand, one big scoop, versus I was eating bowls and bowls. So I really want to continue easing into what vegetables are going into my body because I think I'm allergic to like 7 different things. So when I started this on January 1st, I was about 215, and that was after a rough weekend, which is like, I don't know, every other weekend. And so far to date, I pulled myself down to 206 pounds. The lowest I've been all last year. I actually made it to 204.50, and that was after a 36-hour fast, which I'm going to do this Monday, so I expect to break that record. And then ultimately, with a healthy diet and all the other added things I'm going to be adding in for April, May, and June, I'm hoping without any difficulty, I'm going to pull that down to 200 on a good day and 204 after a weekend. So that's my ultimate goal of the 6-month challenge. And for me, at 200 to 204, that's pretty much lean and mean right there. So I think I'll stop with that. At the end of April, I'll give you another update. And like I said, if you jump in now, it'll be more of a 3-month challenge, but just catch up with all the stuff. You'll just have to double stack things for April, double stack for May, and double stack for June. Tons of time. But I think 3 months is pretty much the minimum you need to have any kind of significant change. So hope some of my audience jumps in with me and hopefully you're a little bit more motivated. Let's shed some pounds and do it the right way by hitting all the buckets that I always talk about. Diet, movement, inflammation, supplementation, and whatnot. So thanks for listening. As always, if you check out the show notes, I always do a free 15-minute consultation to answer any questions you got. And have a great day.
Hey, everyone. I would just like to thank each and every one of you for supporting my show. My numbers over the years have just been growing and growing on this podcast. One thing that could really help me and something you could do as a listener would be go on to iTunes and leave me a 5-star review. Any other podcast service like Spotify and Podchaser is also great, but iTunes is really where the magic happens for us being podcasters. Thanks again, and I'll catch you on the next episode.
If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top.